I didn't care what my sister said. Being here tonight wasn't good for me. She'd called no less than half a dozen times today, insisting I needed to get out of the house. Why? Who knew with Scarlett? Once that girl got an idea in her head, it was damn hard to get it out. And apparently, Miss Scarlett Rose had decided her brother needed a drink at the lookout. Now that I'd been sitting here a while, I'd decided she was wrong. I didn't need to be here. I'd have been much happier if I'd stayed in my shop. I made my living as a metal artist, and I was working on a big commission, had plenty to keep me busy. Granted, I liked a cold beer as much as the next guy, and Nicolette served him up good, but what I did not like was the fact that half the people in here were looking at me. They thought they were being so damn sneaky, little glances over their shoulders, heads together to whisper. Moving my gaze back to the table, I shifted on my stool. The noise of a dozen conversations drifted around me. I knew what people were whispering about. All us Bodines knew. They were wondering if our dad, a man who was no longer among the living, had been responsible for the disappearance and possible murder of Callie Kendall a dozen years ago. Did I think he'd done it? I didn't rightly know. There'd never been a lot of love between me and my father, but that didn't mean I believed he'd been a murderer. Hadn't been a lot of love between our father and any of his children, save Scarlett. She'd always tried the hardest with him, maybe because she was the baby or the only girl. Hell if I knew. There had been good times with him and with our mama, a lot of them, in fact, but Dad had made it hard. Drank too much, blamed us kids for every problem in his life. My brother Gibson had taken the worst of it, turned him into a mean son of a bitch if you weren't related to him. Sometimes, even if you were. Bowie seemed to have decided he'd be Dad's opposite. Nice guy, Bowie. Upstanding sort. Our half-brother, named Jonah after our father, hadn't the pleasure or misfortune of growing up with Dad. That seemed to have been a blessing, far as I could tell. Me? I'd always tried to stay out of his way, keep my head down, be invisible. Kinda what I did in general, and it usually worked out fine. Wasn't working no more, not with the whole town whispering about Jonah Bodine Sr. and Callie Kendall's damn sweater. Now eyes were on me, and I did not like it, not one bit. Moisture beaded on my beer bottle, and the scent of garlic fries and whiskey wafted by. I took a sip and ran my thumb down the cool glass. Bowie sat across from me, staring into his beer. He was usually more talkative, but tonight he'd been quiet. I hadn't asked why. June Tucker sat next to him, reading a book. I liked Junie. I found her bewildering sometimes, but she also didn't talk too much or expect me to, although she did tend to ask awkward questions. Jonah sat on her other side. We'd only found out about Jonah's existence a couple of months ago when he showed up in town looking for us. He'd heard about Dad's death and saw he had siblings he'd never known. Of course, Scarlett had claimed him as a Bodine after about 90 seconds of knowing him. I reckon she'd been right to do so. Jonah was a decent sort. He hadn't been sure about staying in Bootleg, and I wasn't sure if he'd wind up settling here long term. Somehow, I wasn't quite sure how, seeing as the agreement had been made in the sixth inning of a Bootleg Cockspurs softball game and I'd been pretty far gone on moonshine, Jonah had recently become my roommate. I took another sip of my beer, and Scarlett flashed me a sweet smile. She was standing by another table with her beau, Devlin. My brothers and I had reluctantly agreed that Dev was all right for Scarlett. She'd made us promise we wouldn't toss him in the lake. Again. We got around it by promising we wouldn't unless he deserved it. She'd thank us later. Devlin was obviously crazy about Scar, but every man deserves to get his ass thrown in the lake once in a while, even the good ones. Normally, I wasn't one to start a conversation where one wasn't already happening, but I glanced up at June. "Where's Cass tonight, Junie?" She blinked at me once. "On a date."